That's what they get notification for each event. Yeah, hi, y'all. I have gotten some other folks up here give me a similar report, and I'm running. Hang on a second here. I'm trying to change the power setting, and I held the button down for the second and a half rather than barely touching. I was looking to see what my power setting was. Hang on a second. Let me teach my finger how to touch rather than hold down. It says I'm on mid one, which for this radio is 10 watts. And I put my hand on the heatsink on the bottom of this radio, and it's almost to the point that you don't want to hold your hand on it. And like I say, and this is 5, 10, 20, and 50 watts. This is the AC FT7900. So I am thinking that I may have a problem with this radio. I don't think it should be that hot on 10 watts. But anyway, and I'm paying attention and keeping the microphone in front of my mouth pretty steady. So we'll let you come back, Dave, and we'll say 7-3 at the end of this, and I'll let the radio cool down and think about it. Hotter than I think it ought to be for the amount of power that it's been. Then I've got one thing to do to match on that. Anyway, that's what they changed the case for.
Okay, Harry. Yeah, do get that checked out. Because if it's that hot, only on 10 watts, something's up there, because your audio is fading away, and it does sound like there's some other noise that's in there with your signal. It's not like somebody else is doing anything. It's just like there's noise in there that's not you. So there is something going on there. Check it out. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around with us this evening. I've got one of those 7900s, too. I know what you're talking about. That's a nice little radio. I won mine at the Waynesville Ham Fest 4 or 5 years ago. It's a good radio. It's in use every day. It's doing APRS right now. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, Echolink stations included, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Called W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue... No, me. No. Who is calling it tomorrow? Yeah, Mark. W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he appreciates you checking in with him tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.